Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, it's me, Allison, along with Johnny.
Hello.
Yes. And tonight's affiliates are... Tonight's affiliates are 20% off of Buck Down Comforters, Down Bedding at Pacific Coast, and then shop now at and get 30% off of furniture at Laura Ashley, which you can find all these and all of our other affiliates at AMC Press. Com. Johnny, what were we discussing early last night about TMZ really setting up a really bad rumor about what's his name?
Kean Thompson?
Yeah, Kean Thompson.
That is true, yes.
I myself look at this and say, what are they doing? Credible? I think not, in my opinion. It's like, what was Kinsey trying to do? Pick one person? Were they going down the SNL roster and saying, which person do we think is leaving? Next? Or were they thinking of saying, let's start playing with others. Let's start pushing limits and really pissing people off.
Yep. So let's see what story you can come up with and make people come to our site. Like, oh, Kean Thompson. Like, oh, he's leaving?
It's like...
get some clicks.
It's like, no, he's not.
He's safe, people.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. He's safe. He's going to be there. I'm sure there will be some more things to come as well with that.
And that is what's up with that.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Something.
Yeah.
it goes to show you, people will click on anything and believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Which I guess is unfortunate.
So you have people like to dispel those rumors.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like hold up a minute.
Yeah. It's like, wait, things aren't good. Things shouldn't be.
Like, hey, everything's fine. He's not leaving us.
Stop.
I would call it TMZ, the misleading zone.
Yeah. It's like, let's mislead. Let's piss people off in the app. Piss people off. Then see where it goes.
Yeah, or drive traffic to our website.
Mm-hmm. Which is very sad.
Hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah. It's like, let's see what works, but then really fuck things off more.
But you know how those tabloids are, that...
Oh, yeah.
They make up lies to get people to read it.
Yeah. It's like, let's not care what's going on. Let's just make it that way.
Because, you know, people love dirty laundry.
Oh, yeah. It's a matter of...
Like, who's leaving? Who?
Right. Right. And it's a matter of, can't anything get better? No, not with so much when it comes to TMZ. TMZ loves to just shake up shit. Like if it... Let's take out some dirty laundry. It doesn't even involve that. It doesn't even involve anyone there. Which is pretty sad. That's just me. And Red Hood should be along any time. Or never that will be. So don't worry, guys, Red Hood will be.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. I look at what TMZ does. It's like they like to report on things that aren't even relevant. But then there's those times where they're dead on. Like, if they say something that could involve, could possibly involve something with the Kardashians? Because I know they most likely reported on that. But there are a lot of other people, too. So, at least we could say the Kardashians are no longer. So, yeah. Which is pretty, pretty interesting. But that's here nor there at this point. What do you think, Johnny?
Okay. Looks like they're just making up rumors and such.
And rumors never lead anywhere good.
They just turn into a cluster storm, that's what I say.
Yeah. I agree.
Thank goodness, no more Kardashians.
Yeah.
Like, I swear I watched that and I could hear my brain going.
Right.
All the brain soldiers, they were collapsing on each other.
Yeah. It's like, maybe there's
like,
which is it's something when we see people report on things, and sometimes they report on it because of it could be factual, and then there's times where it may not always be factual. And I say this time it's not factual.
It's just a rumor, not true.
Yeah. It's like rumors, and there's those that rumors that are actually the truth.
It's a hoax.
Yeah.
That's where I was trying to go for, a hoax.
Yeah, hoax, and don't feel it's a matter of figuring it out. Figuring that, okay, you're now able to say, okay, this is it. Say, okay, this is what's going on. And that's what what really matters. So, which makes things pretty insane when we're all saying, wait, what's all, why is this all going on? What do you think, Johnny?
I'm thinking why make up stuff and why do I care?
Right. We don't care. Honestly, don't. At this point.
Yeah. You don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah. And when that happens, when things do get put out there, you don't want to believe them. You don't want to say, wait, this isn't right. And that's the unfortunate part. When they report on something and then it's true, that's even worse. That's like walking into the lion's den and not knowing what's in there. It would be the question of what's in there, what did they get themselves into?
So I don't usually believe them until I hear otherwise.
Yeah. Same here. I agree. Is at this point, what they say is nothing. So, TMZ, at this point, not the best source if you're going to look for news. There's credible entertainment sites out there, and the sites do not end.
And they're, like you're saying, with all the tabloids, like celebrity gossip stuff.
Right.
That's all it is. Celebrity gossip. But the world's addicted to it.
But then there are sites like E! News who actually get their shit right.
Even sites like Variety.
Yeah, Variety's even good. What other site, Hollywood Reporter, as much as they might have hits and misses, they are still and now, isn't there's something really, and if you haven't noticed, Netflix is now doing something really interesting.
It's It's like, hey.
I guess they're now trying to say about preventing spoilers or something.
It's like, oh, man.
But I kind of see where they're going. As much as everyone, there's some shows that air, and then people may not see it, kind of goes hand in hand, if you think about it. You can't have, there's the meaning of, means of it having something to enjoy, too. Like, if you want to have it something ruined, then you could do it that way and actually have that happen. But then there's other people that say, we don't want spoilers, so actually work hand in hand. Not saying it's good or bad, but it could be 10 times worse if you really could actually be really bad if, depending on what the circumstances are, is.
It's like the spoilers to Orange is the New Black. Like, oh man. Even though, like, the real spoilers will be House of Cards.
Right.
It has, like, lots of plot twists.
It's, like, lot. Or anything that it involves it, an actual show that's growing on.
It's like any show that's, like a serial.
Series, you mean?
Yeah, like a series.
Like,
I'm speaking like I'm British.
Yeah. Well, only if Red Hood was on.
Yeah. And my British is terrible.
Yeah. Not going to debate that. Not even going to go there. But it would be like someone saying, okay, I'm going to spoilers that deal with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Anything
else.
Yeah, spoiler alert, the ship sinks in Titanic.
That's one I think we've probably all seen.
Yeah. Even though it's like a...
I would hope.
15-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
You never know. Yeah. I believe... it's up there in age. With how many years it's been around.
Let's be safe and just say 90s.
Yeah. It's like, it's interesting when it comes to spoilers, because you could also see spoilers anywhere online. So, what can you do? Don't look, or you choose to go off it. It's not a, there's means of saying, okay, what can we do? Versus saying, let's just deep into this unknown. That could be ultimately fun.
Yeah.
Or ruin the whole TV watching experience. Which has potential to do. Ultimately, everyone has a say. I'm sure Red Hood will want to weigh in on this. And say something, I'm sure. Why? What's up?
Up, the baby shot Mr. Burns.
Ah. I'm
Another
assuming
spoiler.
You're watching The Simpsons. Hey.
If you didn't know that by now.
Right. like, spoiler-filled episode. Yeah. It's like, spoilers tend to be... Spoilers are like the new, they tend to happen anywhere online. So, it could only make things challenging or not, or whatever goes on with it.
It's like, oh man, spoiled it for me.
And, right, and then there's, it would be almost like spoiling Grand Budapest Hotel and saying, oh yeah, is something happens that is unexpected. But that's not even a spoiler. That's just saying, oh, that's not even alluding to what could happen. Or Monuments Men. Or anything else. Which I'm sure people wouldn't want those to get spoiled if you haven't seen them. And I believe Red Hood is in.
And
yes, I am in. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry I'm late 21 minutes of the program, but that's not unusual. Well, no, that is unusual for me. I just had a test.
Actually, 26, but who's counting?
Well,
yeah,
somebody's counting. I just passed the security guard in the lobby. He looks pissed.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler for any movie that's on Netflix. And I don't know why Netflix is actually spoiler alerting every fucking movie that we ever want to see, including Monuments Men, which happens to be a fantastic movie. You know, I'm not going to give anything away, so don't expect any spoilers from me, but there is a wall. That's why it's called Monuments Men. Which is not the
Titanic.
Monuments Men could have dealt with different artifacts, too. So,
yes, that's very true. That is very true.
It doesn't necessarily have to do with the war, depending on how you look at it.
True. In fact, so, not really that true, but true enough. I mean, if there was such
they
a thing...
They kind of go hand in hand.
True. Are you giving us a spoiler?
No. I said, wait. You said and what I said goes hand in hand. Like a couple. Think, Red. Red, you're off your game.
Yes, no, they do. Yeah, that's right. I'm sort of being daft. I've just come from a very busy night. That's just the thing. Anyway, yeah. They are like a couple, and it does go hand in hand. But yet, the funny thing about, I think Netflix is making it harder to actually enjoy something, you know. There are films on Netflix, everybody belongs to Netflix, if you don't belong to Netflix well. Who are you, really?
Even though I am boring, and yes, I have a Netflix account.
It's a common thing. It's a common thing. But yet, I don't know why they are embracing the common phenomenon as a spoiler. As a writer, I think that spoilers are probably it's useless. You don't want to find out what happens to the person, but then again, deep down, you really do.
Yeah.
You know.
But then there's those who write things or are part of things that are privy to that knowledge. So you can't really say that those that are writers and whomever they might have attached shouldn't be privy to it because it's their own project.
No. And in fact, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that those who are not privy to stuff don't get the extra bag of goodies that we have as writers. You know? And...
Or anything
it's like,
else for that matter.
Or anything like, else for that matter. Unless you're on an Indiegogo campaign. In which we give you shit to shut up. And we take your money and produce something really good. Then why would you want to know about the special tidbits of a movie? Unless it's like Friends, where you have seen every one of the episodes,
yeah.
You know, in the series when you were growing up. You know.
Right. But that's But then there's the factors that sometimes people don't want to. Some people want to know spoilers.
I'm a person, if I go into something, if I go into a movie, I read about it, but I read very little about it. You know, yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to me, little kids, I wouldn't read the spoilers. However, I know when it comes to movies now. I look and see how they do before I go. I don't look at to see spoilers. I may read a little bit, but then I avoid it. I don't look and read into it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. From the previews, I knew it was going to fail.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
I said it from the get-go when I saw the posters. I'm like, this is going to fail. This will fail.
It's like seeing Jaws 10. You know where the shark is. You know it's... Sorry, wait a second. For those who haven't seen Jaws, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say. Exactly. Spoiler alert. The shark is real. So, So it's like seeing Jaws 10.
Yeah.
You don't want to know that it's, you know, it's filmed in a separate location, or, you know, Jurassic Park 13. You don't want to know they get killed by a T-Rex and they're stored in the Museum of Natural History.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yes. Still doesn't mean.
Yeah.
You still can't really force people. People will do what they want to do.
Of course. If people want to know spoilers, then they'll get to know spoilers. If they want to know pratfalls, they'll get to know pratfalls. You know. Yes, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, if they want to get to know Julia Child and how she burnt, how Dan Aykroyd did a fantastic impression, they'll go to YouTube right now and check it out. Hint, hint. But, you know, it's kind of, or if Julia Child chose to divulge her secret recipe on Netflix, which she never did, but it is kind of like that, you know. Netflix, you are ruining the film industry, but you're also making it better by having Orange Is the New Black.
And among, and a lot of other things.
And a
so,
lot of other, a lot of other
so it's
things.
It's a matter of pick your, it's a matter of picking your battles too, because there's times where that your battles won't be, will already have a means to an end as well. Sometimes battles can't be won. I'm not
sure.
Wrong. I'm not wrong.
No,
with
you're
what
not
I'm
wrong.
Saying.
No, of course you're not wrong. I mean, there is. There is a kind of thing that takes place. Where. If you really didn't want to see that, you know, and somebody told you, you just go, shit, damn it, fucking Christ, why'd you tell me?
Or there's people that say, okay, you told me, and hold it with a grain of salt, too.
Right.
And I'm more of those, that type of person. It's like, and so, does it matter to me? No.
True enough. You know, yet if you have that kind of thing, then why get movies? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're supposed to be enjoyed.
Exactly. Why have it make it harder to enjoy the movie you've been dying to see for 4.5 years.
Right. And some people
why
don't get
do
to the
that?
Movies. And some people may not get to the movies. So Netflix and those that do have the subscriptions, they depend on it. They don't say, oh, yeah, let's just take advantage of every fucking buddy online.
Right. Exactly.
And say,
yeah,
I'm going to just post up spoilers to high fucking heaven. And everyone wants to be out. And then people get on their high horses. Which I totally and utterly say everyone has a right to be. Especially when
on
they
the
depend
high fucking
on
horse.
It.
On the high fucking horse about it? What do you mean?
When people have depend on when people get upset for spoilers and they get on their high horse. Have you ever?
No. No, if they get on that high horse about it, it's kind of funny because you know in the end they're going to watch it and go, oh, I knew that anyway.
Like, he's right.
Kind of thing.
Yes, and then there's times where people don't watch the movies, and then they're dead on with what they say, too. So then
yes,
if they... then it's been,
but then
I told you so.
But, yeah, but then
people, I told you so, in a matter of ways, to the person saying,
yeah.
Maybe you should listen more.
Yeah, but then there's a front piece. Yeah, then there's a
group that says, oh, the book was better.
Right, right. But, like, in any book, that's a different topic altogether. I'm just going to say this on that. You know, in any book you see, it doesn't always translate to film. I've seen mounds of movies that come from books, and none of them, I would say the only ones that I've seen that have translated really well to film are, and this is my short list, the Harry Potter series.
No, okay. There were changes. There were some. There were
some. Yeah. Okay.
So don't
Lord of the Rings.
They stayed true to books.
Right. Lord of the Rings. Let's see. Perks of Being a Wallflower, which I loved.
No, they changed. They did change stuff too. Yes, it translated onto film very well, but they changed a good percentage of it, just like in Harry Potter.
Yeah, but it was still the same concept. I mean, if you're looking at the original films like Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone and Perks of Being a Wallflower and the first Lord of the Rings, okay, you're looking at each of those directors who are also possibly the writers, okay? They stayed true to their concept, you know. And there's another one, The Paper Chase, which is really good, which is a 1964 movie about sort of like the unbelievers and the underdogs. And I'm not giving anything away. No spoiler alerts.
I could tell you that C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe stayed true to the book and was dead on to the book. Because I have...
Yeah, I mean... Dead on with that. Yeah, of course. But, you know, then there are ones that are horrible. You know, like The Hunger Games. It's awful, you know.
I have to say, Twilight.
I know.
Oh.
Twilight was bad. No. I read the books and saw the movie, yeah.
But yet it was successful. What's up with that?
It is... yet it is kind of one of those things where if you make, like, okay, the only sequel-based movie that I've ever appreciated, actually loved, and really loved, was the Mighty Ducks series. Okay.
Which, by the way, like, they recently, their cast got together.
Yeah, and I was so happy, you know. I was so happy about that, because it means that if they are passing it down, indeed stuff will get, if there's a Mighty Ducks 4, okay, then there's got to be something that brings back the 90s, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Nothing compares to the 90s.
No,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, but then again, as I pointed out in a recent get-together with friends, some friends, that there's a meeting that I, a sort of group that I belong to, it's not as easy for raising money for these films in financing it anymore.
Yeah.
Because you either have to know somebody in a big corporation, or you have to have a big friend who has the money, or, you know, other things have to occur, have to align themselves, you know. But, yeah, even with Netflix, they even have a studio, they have a studio, quote-unquote, for all these original series, you know, which we all love, you know.
And that's even changed. Notice that?
Yes.
Instead of getting like, oh, we'll have an episode a week. Like, no, we're just gonna whole season, all at once.
Well, some people are binge watchers. I know if it's a Netflix series I love, I'm a binge watcher. I'll watch the whole thing, and then I'll rewatch the whole thing. And then I'll rewatch it again. You know, because that's the type of person I am in terms of a writer. That's how I think. Is I'll go over it.
But then, there's people that write and don't watch that first stuff either. So don't.
Right.
Every
no,
writer,
there are people like.
There's.
Yeah. I mean. For me, I do A, but then I also do B, which is I had to step away recently from my own writing project for about 3 weeks. You know, the first thing I wanted to do was get back to it, right? But then I started going, let me do other things before I go back to it. And now I'm back in it, and I'm back, and things are flowing, you know. I had to have those 3 weeks off to do that. I knew.
Right. Clearly.
And now they're back on, so.
All right. And then, we also have one topic that we should get to about women not running away from the cops, but running to the heat, or women can run from the heat, ran into the heat, and
and into an oven, like Sylvia Plath.
Yes.
Sylvia Plath.
You had to hide out in the oven because you had to hide from the police, allegedly.
Right, exactly.
Allegedly, allegedly,
you know, this person thought Sylvia Plath and then went, I'm going to be Sylvia Plath, you know.
Have you ever thought that it could have been a commercial where the person potentially could have stuck themselves in it?
Or had some girl situation.
Because commercial ovens are big.
Well, it could
be
pretty funny.
Big.
It could be pretty funny if it was Julia Child.
Bonjour.
Exactly.
Bonjour. Hello. Hello and good evening. And I'm Julia.
Well, I'm doing the British. No, the British Julia Child.
Now we're going to stuff the chicken, that's right. Holy shit!
I cut my arm.
You know.
Oh, oh, bloody hell. I'm so sorry. I cut my arm, and the only thing that's the serious service of shuffle photos, I'm not finished. You know, the fact is that now we're stuffing the thing in.
Lifting
the commercial, and then, oh shit, there's a prisoner.
Shut up. It's pretty funny. If you really want to really, really think about it.
Yeah.
It would be very funny that way.
Be very funny, but then there's also times where it could be also ultimately bad.
Well, ultimately bad because the only thing you probably find in it possibly be just a prison jumpsuit.
Or remains.
Or a new series called Who Put a Prisoner in My Oven by Netflix.
Yeah. And wow, I can't believe we're almost done with our show. Okay.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, you're late.
Holy shit.
Brad. You're late for this game. You're late.
I know. Let's see. The Epic Grant of Scottish Independence. We want to join, like, oh, Jesus. You know what?
You won't have
what
time
we'll do,
for that.
We don't have time, but I think what we'll do is can the rest of the subjects that we have on the docket for tomorrow. But guys,
How about you put all your head? You're not really talking clearly. Not having as well, just save them, like we said. It's two topics that we already have planned for tomorrow show, so why not?
Very good point.
I'm sure we would love to continue on with this story as well. With the crazy woman in,
in the oven. Otherwise, the oven is in New Black.
Yeah. Or just picture every like it's ultimately she wasn't using technology and different things to her advantage. Using an oven, not for the proper methods either.
No. You know, in my get out of the oven now. Get out of the oven. Hear protocol. Inmate, get out of the oven. Out of the oven, into the jail cell. Out of the oven, into the jail cell. No. You know, kind of thing. Yeah. Could be oven in his new black. You never know.
Very true. There's also the orphan. The orphan oven. Yes?
Or Dr. Oven. Oh, God, no. We can go on and on and on. Vicar of the Oven. Sweeney Oven.
What? Did she think the oven was a TARDIS?
Yes. Sound them more like the Holocaust. The Diary of Oven Frank.
Did she think it was bigger on the inside?
What?
Did she think it was bigger on the inside?
Yes! Awful! That's awful! Mr. Bell, that's awful!
And we're all Doctor Who fans here, so...
Wait, I have a perfect one. The oven, the death of the oven as conceived by Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
Where the death of the oven gets conceived by Adolf Hitler, told by the slaves of as told by the slaves of the slave trade. Narrated by Crazy Eyes from Orchard.
What?
It's presented by Fucking Century Fox. And on that note, you can find us at amcpressco.com. And in terms of our links, you can go to itsmyyours.com, where you'll find all the show notes. / amcpressco.
It's AMC Press.
Yeah, AMC Press.
AMC Press.
We will see you tonight, and do not think of the oven is new black, or, there's going to be more ranting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye.